He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 274. If you are new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. It's the easiest show in the world to watch because we're on every glass surface and every browser that there is. All you have to do is go to the webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you go on our webpage, just scroll down, about a third of the way down on your right-hand side, you'll see a little newsletter button there. All you do is push the newsletter button, put your email address in there, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will get for absolutely free the show notes. And what that is a synopsis of everything that we discussed in each show, and it's hot link, so all you do is click it, and you'll get all the show notes with a quick link, and it'll take you right to the website to get the latest and greatest information. All right, we are on show number 274. Today we are going to take a look at the brand new Echo Dot, and some people call this the Echo Dot 2. This is the package that it comes in, and for reference sake, this is the original Dot right here, and this is the new Dot. This also comes in white, as you can see. The old one only came in black. Other than that, there's very few differences that I could see. Yes, the new Dot is slightly smaller in height, and it's maybe slightly more streamlined. One of the big differences that you'll notice right off the bat is the old Echo had a volume control that you would turn up and down, physically have to turn it up and down. By the way, you also could direct the old one and say up, down, or volume up, volume down, or volume 5 up to volume 10, so on and so forth, or you could turn the volume dial. The new one doesn't have the volume dial. It's not there, and it certainly is a little bit sleeker, if you will. Is there such a word, sleeker? But they weigh approximately the same configuration-wise, other than this dial for sound on the top. They're almost identical. The other thing that I will call your attention to is another anomaly or something new on this is there's actually four buttons on this compared to two. Again, this one didn't have the volume, does have the volume up and down if you want to turn it up, down. The new one doesn't, but the new one does have the volume control up and down directly on it. I actually prefer this because it's pretty easy to reach over and just hit the dot up or the plus down. I'm sorry, the minus down, the plus up. So that's fairly simple. But other than that, there's really no physical difference. The same jacks are on the side of it. You have a USB charger jack, and you also have a audio output jack, and this is important. So what the Dot will do, and they're all the same, the Echo Dot, the Alexa products, they're all very similar. They're technology that uses the speech, human speech, to create commands. They work quite well. I've been using this technology probably a little bit over a year now, and I have had no issues with it. It's getting better and better. I wish it would get better and better faster, but literally, probably, let's say, once every 3 weeks to a month, a new feature comes out. So I think this is going to be definitely the way that the technology is going to go. This new one, if you take a look on the Amazon website, and we'll pull that right up, the new Echo Dot 2 actually sells for $49. Here it is here, $49.99. Let's call it $50. And it will zip you through all the features. Again, it comes in white and black. But Echo Dot 2, or they'll call it the second generation, is a hands-free voice control device that uses Alexa to play music from Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, so on and so forth. You also can connect your Dot via Bluetooth, so it doesn't matter whether you have the old one or the new one, the feature set is exactly the same. They also say that the new Dot has a better microphone array so that it will hear clearer, so to speak, and it will hear you from across the room. Quite frankly, I never had any problems with the sound discrimination on the old one. I've never had an issue with it. It always worked well, and quite frankly, continues to work well. I put this in the same room. I got the same functionality with regards to my voice, so I don't see a difference. I don't hear a difference. Maybe this does, but it's not that big of a deal per se. Some people may argue with that, but practically speaking, I don't see a difference in functionality when I tell it to do something. It does it whether it's the old one or the new one. So the fact that you can't get the old one anymore and the fact that the new one is only $50, I'd probably get the new one anyway. All right. What do you use it for? Well, if you notice behind me, I have a kind of a purple studio light on, so I can turn that on and off automatically. I will put my both hands up here in front of us, and I will say, Alexa, trigger lights off. And it just said it's sending that to if, and if you notice clearly that the lights went down, my studio lights went down, and I'll just tell it to turn on again. Alexa, trigger lights on.
Sending that to if.
So there we go, the lights are back on. So it does all kinds of things like that. It will give me the news. It will order Domino's Pizza, which I don't like on this. It will order an Uber driver. You can order things from Amazon. So there's a whole plethora of different commands that you can do with this Echo, the Echo Dot or the Alexa. They're all, again, very similar. Now, to hook it up is literally a piece of cake. You're going to get in the box brand new pretty much everything that you need. So, of course, you're going to get the Dot, and you are going to get a charger, which they ask you nicely to please use their charger and the cord that comes with it, that's supplied with it. The reason they do that is because this puts out a very specific voltage and current and is regulated to give you the best possible voltage regulation that you can get based on the design of their particular product. So, yeah, I would use the device that came with it. If you lose it, as long as it has enough current, which most of them do these days, anything that charges an iPad will certainly keep this going, and it won't overcharge it. There is no battery with this, so if you unplug it, it's useless. You can use it for a hockey puck, but it works well. Hooking it up is quite simple. You're basically going to plug it in, which I will do now. Trust me, I'm plugging it into the electrical socket. And now you're going to have the other end, and it's going to go in to the power connector. There's no way you can hook this up wrong. And in about, I don't know, a minute or 30 seconds or so, you will see this light up, and there it goes. I think you can see it. It's, well, maybe you can't see, but it is glowing blue right now, and eventually when it's ready, this will actually go orange on the top, and you may not be able to see that. I'll cup my hands. I think you can see the outline. Okay, now it's stopped going blue, and actually in a second or two I would expect this will go. There it goes.
Hello, your Amazon Echo Dot is ready for setup. Just follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
There it goes. So now it is actually orange. If you can see that, you might be able to see the reflection on my hand is glowing orange. And it means it's ready to connect. Now, you have to connect this via your smartphone. So download the app, the Alexa app. It's totally free. And you're basically going to go into settings. This emits its own Wi-Fi network to start off with. So you're going to lock this onto your Wi-Fi network using your iPhone or your smartphone, whatever you want. And it will say Amazon. And then from there, you're going to actually select what network you want to use. I have about 8 different networks in the studio, so this did not connect very easily. In fact, it didn't connect at all. It's definitely me. I'm running late. I actually have to catch a plane, so I didn't bother connecting this to the Wi-Fi. Clearly, I have so many devices in the immediate studio area that it's confused. I'm confused, but it definitely connects. If I took this out of the room, I can connect this in about 30 seconds, and you can too. So it's very simple to connect. Once it's connected, it just works. You can move it to any room as long as you have access to the Wi-Fi signal. If you have a weak Wi-Fi signal at the end of the house and this doesn't hit it, you're going to have problems. So as long as you have a decent Wi-Fi signal, you're okay. The other thing that I need to mention that's very convenient, and a lot of people don't realize this, is I'm going to unplug this for 1 second here. But if you notice right here, as I mentioned earlier, this indentation is for the power, and over here, right to the right of it, you have an audio output jack. This does have a speaker built into it. It's horrible. It's okay for giving directions, like, you know, listening to the weather or the news, or telling it to turn on or off lights or your garage door or whatever. It's great for that. However, if you really want to listen to quality music, this is not the best device to use to listen to music. So two ways around that. The easiest way is to put an audio jack in this, a 3.5 millimeter jack, and plug it into another speaker. So if you have an auxiliary speaker or an auxiliary phonograph or even a great stereo system that's digital, come out with your 3.5 audio jack in to an input, and now you've basically made your device smart, because everything that comes out of this sound-wise will be directed to whatever speaker you direct this to through a cord. It works really well, and it's a great fix. I have quite a few speakers that are auxiliary speakers, and this works really well, so the sound quality is never an issue. The other thing that you can do with this is you can actually hook this device up, pair this with a Bluetooth speaker. So if you're fortunate to have a Bose or anything like that, any Bluetooth speaker that you like, Jawbox, a Jambox, whatever it is that you use and you like, Klipsch makes a great one. I have a Klipsch over here. It's $89. It's fantastic sound. So I can actually pair this up with that clip speaker, and it sounds fantastic. So for $49, you can take advantage of the smart technology that's incorporated with the Dot, and I think you're really, really going to find this a very useful, versatile tool, and the kids love it. I know my grandkids go crazy when I tell them to turn on the lights and turn off the lights. They don't touch anything. So I give it 5 stars out of 5 stars. I wish the functionality would get better, but it's certainly increasing in time. But for $49, call it $50, makes a fantastic gift, and you yourself will enjoy it. It will tell you the temperature. It will tell you the weather anywhere in the world. You just ask it, give me the temperature, or give me the weather in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and bang, it does it. So it's quite capable, and it's getting better and better. And again, for $50, I love it. All right. Let's breeze through some cool things, but before we do that, I want to remind everybody that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email, and I love hearing from everybody. All right, let's get on with the show. Let's take a look at what we have up first on the docs. We'll push that button, and a week or so ago, actually it's last Friday, there was a massive, I mean a massive breach. It was denial of service, and it actually shut down. I kid you not, half the United States lost their internet on Friday. Everybody was affected. So you have what's called a DDoS attack on servers of DYN. That's how you get the internet from one place to another, essentially. And it's like an address book, if you will. And it was pretty nasty. And just to give you a feel for what got knocked out, it affected 85 major websites, including CNN, HBO Now, PayPal, Pinterest, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, BBC, and Fortune, and don't forget Twitter. They were shut down. They just did not operate. So that is fairly scary, and this is just the beginning, folks. I promise you that you will see a lot more of this denial of service, and I have to tell you, in my opinion, there's absolutely nothing anybody can do to prevent it. It's inherent in the system. It's inherent in the design from ground up. It's systemic, and it's just getting worse and worse. So if you are in high school and you want to go to college, listen to the Gadget Professor. You should study computer science and get into programming and things of that nature, and networking management and security, and you will have a job forever and a good paying job at that, because there aren't enough people to keep up with this technology. It's just out of control. And there'll be many books and movies about this. All right, let's move on to something more bizarre, shall we say. This one I kind of rattle my head at, but This is our friendly folks at Verizon, and I actually have Verizon for my phone service, but I'm getting a lot of crazy calls, so I don't know if you know this, but on Verizon, you can protect your family against unsolicited calls, from pesky telemarketers to uninvited callers. You can stop incoming calls, texts, and pictures and video message from up to 5 phone numbers per line for 90 days for free. And what you're going to do is you're going to add, and it's a free button right here, click add now, block calls and messages, and no one's going to get through that block, I guarantee that, for 90 days. After 90 days, of course, they want you to pay, and I think it's $10 a month, which is pretty steep. And also, AT&T has a similar service, not quite as good as Verizon, though. But with this service, you can block telemarketers. We make it easy to stop cold calls, so you can get back to the calls that really matter. It's going to stop harassing texts that you get. Make sure your teen speaks up if they receive any harassing text or calls, so you can help put a stop to it via this app. It will block numbers for 90 days. You can manually block numbers again after they expire. Only you need a little extra security, and if you pay a little bit more, you can actually block 20 numbers, up to 20 numbers. So you'll have to read a little bit about what the service does and does not do, but in general, for 90 days for free, it's a good deal. Now, here's a crazy website. It ain't pretty, but it's functional. It's called Lime Relight. What is it? Well, it's not pretty, but any photograph that you have, you would upload to this site. They don't keep the photograph. They could care less, but they're trying to show their technology. So you upload the photograph, and then you go down here where it says Reset, and you will automatically be able to correct your photograph. You can make it brighter, you can make it smoother, you can make it sharper, you can make a landscape sharper, or a portrait sharper, or you can go into the advanced setting and it will actually allow you to fiddle around with the photograph and take something that was actually blurry and make it sharp. It's totally free. Check this out. It's called Lime Relight. It's very cool. I've used it. I like it a lot, and it's free. Now, this next site, you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. Every time you buy a router, or anyone who buys a router for the most part, it comes with the default username and password. You got it? So if you were a hacker, or if you were to go to a B&B, okay, you know, like a bread and breakfast type of thing, or BRB or whatever the heck they call them these days, and stay somewhere, and typically you'll find those routers are sitting right out in the public, which is insane, but most of those people are just involved in renting their homes out for a couple bucks and going on about their business. But if you were a hacker and a nasty person, which I know no one watching the Gadget Professor would be nasty or be hacking, but you could unplug that router and you can get a little paper clip and push the reset button, and that router is just like it's brand new. Then what you could do, and I'm just showing you how these things work, you can go to routerpasswords.com, and you can put in the router brand. For example, let's just say you have Belkin. If you don't have Belkin, there's a drop-down menu here, and you can pick out whatever router you want. Okay, and then you're going to say find the default passwords, because you don't know it, so you click on Belkin. There's four models of the latest and greatest Belkin monitors, Belkin routers, and you can go over here and find what protocol they use, and you could find out what the username is. And on the Belkin FDD6130, which is a very common router, you can just go in and hit reset, and you'll know that there's no username, so you just leave that blank, and the password is mini AP, so on and so forth. And again, just pick your router that you want, and let's see here. We'll go to a D-Link because they're pretty popular. D-Link, okay. And there's four of their most popular routers, and there again, you'll see all kinds of passwords that you can do. There you go. That gives me a better shot. I didn't click reset. So, boom. There's a couple D-Link routers that, you know, there's probably 50 there. You may just indeed have one. And it tells you what the username and password would be for default. And once you get access to the router, all kinds of crazy things could happen. Guess what? If you're renting that house and you don't know who or what is going on with the router, got to be careful. Got to be careful. All right. Moving along, let me give you a shot of that. I didn't click the right button there, but there's the D-Link routers. So if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I just didn't put the camera up on that. But there's all the D-Link routers, as you could see with the usernames and passwords right there. So again, if you're in a situation where you're renting a house and you don't know whose house it is and there's a router accessible, I would be very reluctant to use that, especially to do any banking or checking or anything like that, because they have access to this and it takes like 10 seconds to do. Just you got to use your head. You got to be careful. All right. Here is a site called Amazon. Everybody's familiar with it. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but whether you're on a Mac or a PC, you can go into their free music area. It's music, and here are just thousands upon thousands. There's probably 10,000 songs that you can download for free, and they're of bands that you've heard. They're, you know, like the Foo Fighters. They're not Foo Fighters is a big band. There's a lot of big bands out here, really good artists that their music is totally legally free to download. And as I said, it works both on the Mac and the PC. Now, here's an interesting site called Breach Alarm. And what Breach Alarm will do is protect you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for individuals and families. You're going to get email watchdog to guard your account online. And what Breach Alarm does is it monitors the internet for your password being compromised and posted online. Individuals and families who subscribe to the email watch are notified immediately when their email addresses appear along with your password. That might be something you may want to know about. If a hacker hacks into your website and should find your email and uses your email and password and they post it online or try to sell it, Breach Alarm will spot that leak instantaneously and tell you about it. So it basically recognizes your email address or anything that looks a little funky. So you can buy a 10 email personal pack protection for $10 a year, and they have a service that will give you 50 email. If you have 50 emails, that's a lot of emails addresses, but that's $30 a year. And of course, the Gadget Professor special here, the free one. Try Email Watchdog for free with a limited subscription for individuals only. It costs $0 to sign up, and $0 per year. You're going to get immediate breach notifications via email. It's going to protect only one email address, and you don't get breach notifications to include the full details of the breach. It's only going to tell you that you've been breached, compromised, and hacked. So if you're curious about that, go to breachalarm.com, and you might find that easy. Now, as most of you know, I don't do a lot with games because there's so many other podcasts and sites that deal a lot with games. But I know a lot of you out there love to watch Jeopardy, and this is kind of a neat app, if you will. If you like Jeopardy, you may want to check out this app. It's going to set you back a whole $1.99. It's available for both the iOS and your Android systems, but here's the one on iTunes, and it's this one actually is a free it's actually $1.99. I am sorry. It's Jeopardy, basically, and it's the whole game, and it's really cool, and it gets very high ratings. And if you like Jeopardy, that might be something that you want to check out. And last but not least, folks, if you are in your probably 50s, 60s, maybe 40s, I don't know, you definitely want to watch this YouTube. It's a vintage sounds from the past, tech sounds from the past. And I'm not going to play the whole thing. You won't hear it anyway because of the microphone that I'm using. But it plays sounds that you've heard from your childhood, and it's very, very entertaining. It's totally free. I will put this YouTube site up in the show notes, and I think that you will definitely enjoy that. And if you do, let me know. And that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I am headed off to back to the Boston area for a couple days. I have some business there, and I will be back next Thursday night. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. So long from the Gadget Professor.